This is Best of All. Starring tonight, Kay Armon, David Ross, Jack Haskell, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart. Just about 4:36 this morning, that eagerly anticipated, somewhat confused, and most provocative season of the year arrives, spring. To quote poet Henry Van Dyke, the first day of spring is one thing, and the first spring day is another. Anyway, according to such reliable sources as the Old Farmer's Almanac, the first robin and a few croci blooming in the snow, the year is its spring. Tonight, Best of All salutes the new season, and to lend their talents to this celebration, we have with us Charmin K. Armon, who's making new friends with her heartwarming performance in MGM's new picture, Hit the Deck. Jack Haskell, a frequent visitor to Best of All, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra, and that golden voice purveyor of the iambic pentameter, David Ross. Along with the farmers and the poets, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra have a comment on the season at hand. Spring to these boys is a lady, and they pay her tribute in this jaunty Portrait of a Flirt. If in the spring a young man's fancy turns you-know-where, it seems only right and proper that a young lady's fancy should be inclined in somewhat the same direction. If we may judge by the songwriter's words, it may well be that the young ladies have been thinking all year round what the young men have just awakened to. Here's our own Charmin K. Armon's views on the subject, It Might As Well Be Spring.
Restless I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have a spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It must.
Here now is David Ross.
The sounds of winter are quiet sounds. The muted falling of snow. The sleeping earth caught in its winter dream. The deep silence of a barren wood. The silver silence of a frozen lake. Winter is the time of hibernation. The dark, buried, sheltered time of repose. The days are short and gray and cold. The earth turns on its axis. The stars look down from a heavy blue sky. And the moon is cold above the silent, ice-bound, sleeping world in winter. And then one morning, day comes and light and dawn sift from the east. A change has taken place while we slept. The sun is closer than it was yesterday. We stir in our sleep, for there is a warmth in the air. We open an eye and look at the sun. We examine through the window the earth and see that something subtle has occurred. Not visible yet, but it's there. Some presence that has awakened with the coming of morning. And we know that we are close to the magic season of spring. And then old memories come flooding in. And you remember a morning in spring when you were a child and went for a walk on a country road. A million dew-dropped spider webs sparkled in the sun like fragments of a shattered rainbow. A flock of golden finches rose from a dogwood tree, and spinning golden darts of singing swam through the liquid air to the top of a blossoming pear. Spring is the morning you found the brook had thawed and tossed a stone in a pool to chase the silvery, slippery minnows, but roused a sleeping water snake that glided gracefully through the water to another rock to sun himself. Spring is a day at noon when you stood on a tall hill and watched the earth awakening and asked the things a child wants to know of spring. What are clouds made of? When it's day, where do the stars go? Where do cows get calves? What is water? When Easter comes, can I help paint the eggs? Spring is a Sunday morning. You sat in church and recited the 23rd Psalm and got a prize for remembering it perfectly. Spring is the memory of newborn things, a litter of puppies. You wanted to keep all 12, but you had to settle for one. Spring is the day you found the brooding hen and visited her every day, impatient for the time that finally came when every egg broke into little, round, yellow, noisy balls that stood on unsteady legs a moment and then went running after their clucking mother. Spring is the day of the long afternoon to play in. Part of the afternoon, you were Steve Donovan, Weston Marshall. And then you became Babe Ruth, knocked a home run, and went home a hero. Spring is the quickly gathering darkness as night comes on, and night birds calling, and the smell of the damp earth, and the rising sliver of a new moon, and the blooming dogwood tree, a pale white ghost lurking at the edge of the wood, and a night still chilly enough for a fire in the fireplace as the family gathers itself together for the night, and the old world turns on its axis forever and ever and ever.
Daffodils are daffodillin', whippoorwills are whippoorwillin'. It's spring. Get a foolish fancy when you look at me. Hummingbirds are humming in the lilac tree. Butterflies are butterflying, bumblebees are busy sighing. It's spring. There's a little shower almost every hour, but we won't complain. We don't mind the chatter of the pitter-patter. It's the laughter of the rain. It's spring. Mr. Cupid knows that once again he's king. Chickadees are chickadeeing, you and me, we're you and me-ing.
Jack Haskell singing Ho Hum, It's Spring. Best of All will continue after a pause for station identification.
Stay tuned now for more music on Best of All over most NBC radio stations.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. It's usually our custom on this program to bring you music from the stage and screen. Tonight, we're saluting music from one of the most dramatic of all possible works. The work of nature as she takes over from winter and gives the world to spring. Our guests are Kay Armon, Jack Haskell, David Ross, and Skitch Henderson in the orchestra. To begin part two, here's a song of the season sung by Kay Armand from her own MGM album, Wonder Why.
Wonder why I'm not myself of late. I'm feeling strangely great. I wonder why. I suppose some genius could why I walk in the rain. Just let him try. I guess there is a simple explanation, unless with a new sensation. It could be that he's caught up with me, and all the mystery I'm speaking of.
From the earliest time, the coming of spring has been the inspiration for some of the most beautiful words or music ever written or composed. As far back as the days of Solomon, the season has been marked with joy and wonder. Here is David Ross with a segment of The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
My beloved spoke and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away.
McDowell's To a Wild Rose, played by the members of the orchestra with Skitch Henderson at the piano. One of the wonders of spring is the feeling of rebirth it inspires in all who behold the coming again of the grass, the bursting buds, the melting streams that flow again, that new quickening of the blood. All those things that come with spring are apt to give us the feeling that we too have been reborn again. And we may even get so carried away, we might feel as Jack Haskell does in this song, that we're younger than springtime.
Younger than springtime, are you? Softer than starlight, are you? Warmer than winds of June, are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter, are you? Sweeter than music, are you? Angel and lover, heaven and earth, are you to me? And when you're you and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do. Then younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and lover, heaven and earth am I. Am I angel and lover, heaven and earth am I with you?
Somewhere in the world, there are two people, a man and a woman, destined to meet, perhaps this spring, on a beach. Now, it's entirely possible that they'll meet and fall in love and live happily ever after. But there's also the possibility that the following may take place. It's a romance in words and music called Despair. The words are by Charles Andrews. The music is by Skitch Henderson. Your narrator is again David Ross.
Once upon a time, there was a perfectly charming young lady. Her nose was a little too short, perhaps. Her chin a little too pointed, maybe. She had a tiny scar on her forehead. A fall from a swing at the age of 3 was responsible for it. But all in all, a perfectly charming young lady. And once upon a time, there was a perfectly charming young man. His nose was a little too long, perhaps. His ears a little too long, maybe. He squinted a great deal, but all in all, a perfectly charming young man. Now, like so many, many young people nowadays, they were both very nearsighted. And like so many, many young people nowadays, they were both very vain about their looks. Even though they needed glasses, they hated to wear them. They felt that glasses made them less good-looking. A foolish idea, but that's the way they felt nonetheless. And Being vain and having to wear something they didn't like to wear made them both self-conscious. And as a result, they became shy. And having become shy, they ended up being very lonely. This happens. Well, sir, as luck would have it, one day, they both decided to go to the beach. And as luck would have it, they chose the same beach. And as luck would have it still further, they chose the same part of the beach to spread their blankets. And naturally, when they slipped into their bathing suits, they left behind their glasses. Without their glasses, they felt a little more attractive. A little less shy. Without their glasses, the world to both of them looked like this. A little out of focus. A little blurred. A little softer. The harsh edges were off. The little faults hidden. She looked like this to him. He looked like this to her. They met through this out-of-focus haze and found each other most attractive. He helped her spread her blanket. She invited him to sit down. They chatted for a while and found each other interesting. She thought his squint made him, well, amusing. He thought the wrinkles around her eyes captivating. They spent the whole day frolicking in the sun. Neither noticed that, when reaching for the mustard, they fumbled a bit. If they had noticed it, it wouldn't have been important. So the happy day drew to a close. They agreed to change clothes and met at the bus station. Each knew that something important had happened that day. She had been at the lake last summer, and nothing like this had happened to her. And he had made the trip to Bermuda, and no one cared. With hearts high and filled with hope for a little less lonely future, they changed into their street clothes, and in doing so, naturally, they put on their glasses. They raced to the bus station and waited. Neither knew the other wore glasses. Each waited for the other to recognize and speak. But now, they weren't out of focus. They were sharp and clear. She had a funny scar on her forehead, a fall from a swing at 3. Her nose was a little short, her chin a little pointed. His nose was a little too long, his ears a little large, and he squinted. So they stood there, and stood there, and stood there, puzzled, lonely, disappointed, and a little frightened. He gave up first and took the next bus home. She held out a little longer. Neither knew the other wore glasses. Each waited for the other to recognize and speak. But now, they weren't out of focus. They were sharp and clear. She had a funny scar on her forehead, a fall from a swing at 3. Her nose was a little short, her chin a little pointed. His nose was a little too long, his ears a little large, and he squinted. So they stood there, and stood there, and stood there, puzzled, lonely, disappointed, and a little frightened. He gave up first and took the next bus home. She held out a little longer and took the last bus. Puzzled, disappointed, a little frightened, and lonely.
we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. So it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where? First time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before.
Charles Andrews and Skitch Henderson's composition, Despair, read by David Ross, was followed by Kay Armin's rendition of Where or When. Love flowers in almost any climate, but somehow the ideal climate seems to be spring. And the most idealized time and place has somehow come to be the months of spring in the city of Paris. Even those who have never been there feel a twinge of longing and nostalgia at the mention of it. Pictures rise before our eyes, the Champs-Élysées leading up to the Arc de Triomphe. Chestnut trees and bookstalls beside the twisting Seine. Men in berets and beautiful women walking hand in hand to the Bois de Boulogne, the Eiffel Tower and the Sacré-Cœur. Just some of the images brought to mind by music like Paris in the Spring with the Strings and Skitch at the Steinway.
Thank you. Just about everybody feels a little frolicsome in the springtime, and I'm sure it's been that way from the beginning of time. Kay Armin and Jack Haskell illustrate the same sentiments. It's a lovely day today.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, or I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true.
And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, or I'd really like to stay.
It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do,
I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one,
there's nothing more to say,
except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one,
there is nothing more to say,
except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day.
Wherever we look in this time of spring, whatever our eyes fall upon, it serves only to renew our wonder in our God and the working of His ways. Here is David Ross to read Canticle of the Sun.
Praised be my Lord with all His creatures, and specially our brother the sun, who brings us the day and who brings us the light. Fair is he, and shining with a very great splendor. Praised be my Lord for our sister the moon, and for the stars which he has set clear and lovely in heaven. Praised be my Lord for our brother the wind, and for air and cloud, calms and all weather, by which thou upholdest in life all creatures. Praised be my Lord for our sister, water, who is very serviceable unto us, and humble, and precious, and clean. Praised be my Lord for our brother, fire, through whom thou givest us light in the darkness. And he is bright and pleasant, and very mighty and strong. Praised be my Lord for our mother the earth, the which doth sustain us and keep us, and bringeth forth diverse fruits, and flowers of many colors, and grass. Praise ye, and bless ye the Lord, and give thanks unto him, and serve him with great humility.
You have been listening to Best of All, which tonight saluted the arrival of the first day of spring. Our guests were Kay Armon, Jack Haskell, David Ross, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. Until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to join us again for Best of All. This is an NBC radio production directed by George Voutsas.
This evening, Clifford Curzon joins the Telephone Hour on the NBC Radio Network.